Welcome to Wisdom for the Day, the podcast where we unpack the timeless wisdom of the Book of Proverbs, one bite-sized nugget at a time. Join us daily as we journey through this ancient treasure trove of insight, offering practical wisdom for modern living. Get ready to start your day with clarity, purpose, and a deeper understanding of life's greatest lessons. This is Wisdom for the Day, your daily dose of Proverbs wisdom. Today is day 113. We're in the 11th chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 11 and 12. Upright citizens are good for a city and make it prosper, but the talk of the wicked tears it apart. It is foolish to belittle one's neighbor. A sensible person keeps quiet. Verse 11 explains the reaction of the people in verse 10. In verse 11, when evil men talk about a city, they plot to destroy it. And maybe their plan is to steal from the people. And maybe the evil men want the people in the city to be their slaves. Words can be terrible. The words of evil men can destroy a city. But the words of good men also achieve great things. Because of their words, the city becomes great. They pray, and God helps the city. They speak about God, and people trust in God. In verse 12, words are powerful. Is it better to say nothing than to speak evil words? It is. When leaders uphold righteousness and integrity, their governance becomes a boon to their populace. It elevates their cities, their states, the nations, as beacons of virtue. On the flip side, when the reins of power fall into the hands of the wicked, corruption threatens the very foundation of governance through the underhanded dealings that happen. Now, this cautionary tale should resonate within the political landscape of America today. You know, we live in a society that neighbors disdain each other. People talking crap, hate speech, outbursts of anger. Exercising restraint, even in the face of provocation, is a sign of someone that's being prudent. In a society that's marked by anger and division, there looms the peril of descending into collective foolishness. So let me ask you, how can we diminish the currents of disdain and animosity in our society? Prayer is one way, but what other actions can we take to bring in a time of harmony and understanding? Well, that's all for today, but I'll be back tomorrow with some more of Solomon's wise teaching. For free Wisdom of the Day merch, head to buymeacoffee.com/renewed mindsets and consider becoming a community member. If you like this show, please tell someone about it and share it with them. The executive producer of Wisdom for the Day is Yelena McClellan. Intro music by Weston McCurry. Until tomorrow, I'm Rick. I love you. See ya.